'Twas the night before Christmas, and Antares was busy. The check-ins were many, and the controller was dizzy. The check-ins came furious with all kinds of doubling. To get the calls right had become a bit troubling. There was Dave SUT and Kenny YK. Some others were missed, but they got XDJ. The hams were nestled all snug in their shacks, with visions of new alphas set in their racks. With the tubes all warm and glowing bright, I had just settled down to a contact-filled night. When out of my speaker there rose such a clatter, I soon realized it was Tokyo working back scatter. As the wife filled the tub for a hot bubble bath, I spun the antenna to work him long path. He said my signal was low but just fine. When I gave him his report, it was an honest 5-9. The contact was finished, the excitement still raw. So back to the net. Hey, there's Zulu Papa. Through all of the splatter, did I hear a ho ho ho? No, I guess it was that weak SDR signal of our friend Uncle Joe. More rapid than QSB, the check-ins they came. But Pat got them all and knew everyone's name. There was Ron Cliff and Dennis and Norm in the car. And buried beneath, there was Grant OGR. Next, there was Denny and Gord, who's HA. Followed by Jerry and John CAK. There were others to follow the whole hour through, all with best wishes, good tidings for you. The message was the same, it was clear. It was full of emotion and loads of good cheer. As I sat at my desk, it occurred to me then, I was proud to be able to call them all friends. As I turned my attention back to the rig, I noticed the signals were no longer so big. I knew at that moment the band had gone out. There was no need to holler, there was no need to shout. I heard her exclaim as best as can be, Merry Christmas to all, and to all 7-3. And from the QTH here at VA3ZW, both Pat and I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. And when you're traveling tomorrow to the families for those wonderful dinners, everybody, please take care. 7-3 VA3ZW.